This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi. Hiya. Let's go and get more bloods again today.
Ah, God, there'd be nothing left here.
Here's my thought, Frame, right? Like, here's my question. You know the way you need bloods
taken,
and they always take from your arm. If you just had a nosebleed, could you be like, will you just take a vial of that?
So true. Blood is blood, isn't it?
I wonder. Yeah.
I wonder would the snottiness that comes with the nature of it being a nosebleed affect
the mucus. The worst thing I ever did was with in terms of blood. I'm not really great with blood.
I just don't like looking.
Yeah,
I look away.
I'd never look at a thing. Even
and I love the way they all. And I love the way just as they're about to do it, they go. So any plans for the weekend? You're like, I know that means you're about to go in.
Yes. Oh my God, so true.
But I had to do. It was like not had to do, but like I was seeing a new girl at the time, and she was like, "Oh, you need to do a test.
An STI test.
Yeah, an STI test. And so you have to do the prick of the finger. Yeah. Yourself.
Oh, you were doing the home one.
Awful.
I wouldn't like to do that myself.
It was fucking horrible, man. It's fine. It's not actually that sore or anything. It's just the thought of it.
It's
so grim.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So,
but that's
so
better than the like umbrella that has to go up.
Yeah.
Also, well done to this girl.
Yeah, she said right. It's practice safe sex. Thank you. With your new partners.
1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Middle of the week. Although I have to say, I cannot believe it's only Wednesday.
I agree.
One of those weeks where it's like, what? No, surely we're at Thursday.
Last week was the same. I don't know what it is.
Is it the long like evenings now or something?
Maybe. And sometimes, do you know when you get to the end of Tuesday and you're like, what the hell? I want this day to be over in a flash. I don't want to even think about it or feel like I'm present on this day.
Yeah, fair.
It was a long Tuesday yesterday, you know?
Long one for me today as well. God, I had to do something I never, ever do in the morning.
Go on.
I had to have a shower this morning.
I don't think
in the entirety of this show I've ever showered before the show.
No. Rarity for me, but I would have. Like,
which probably sounds a bit gross to people listening because it's like, man, you just spent the last however long in bed.
How would you be
sweating
stanking in here?
No, I can't. I love a shower at night time. It's gorgeous. Makes you so relaxed.
Yeah, I have this very nice lavender shower cream.
Oh, it's
really relaxing.
Yeah, you're ready for bed.
I did it last night. I got a full 3.5 hours sleep. Perfection.
10 out of 10.
Perfection.
Yeah, the only reason I had been to a boxing class and I came home, watched the Traitors, fell asleep. And when I woke up, you know the way like you always aim to get up at your first alarm and you don't?
Of course.
When I realised it was whatever it was, 5:20, I went, oh, you're going to actually have to get up on that one because you actually can't. My hair was like stuck to my head, you know, like from the sweat and the grease of not washing it for a few days. Really meant to be done last night. I stank. Like I stank so bad I'm going to have to change the sheets today.
Do you know what though?
That means you worked hard.
When you go to bed stanking, God, it's a good sleep. When you're sweating, like if I fall asleep after a run or after going to the gym or something, I'm like, that was the best sleep ever.
Because you're kind of rolling around in your own filth.
Like a pig.
I don't love it. Like if ever like we've got like relatively new sheets on, I'm like to Dwayne, like don't let your armpits touch it. Like they need to like stay fresh.
Oh my God, you were on a tight ship.
Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild here on Spin, your number one hit music station. Hope all is well with you this morning. Came across this story and I actually clicked the link because I have a sore big toe at the moment. The other day I was walking through the room and basically I stood in a charger.
Ooh.
And I knew it was sore, but you know the kind of pain that you're like, do you ever get that when you're like, don't cry, in 30 seconds it's going to be fine. Do you know that feeling when,
why does everything bad in the world happen to me?
Yeah, and you curse them blind and then 30 seconds later the pain eases. But I was surprised.
Don't cry is such a very odd reaction to have, I feel like.
I'm always like, don't cry.
Do you have that as well?
I'd be like, let it out. Unless I'm in public and I'm trying to not cry, like when I'm like talking to someone.
Really,
but if I'm at home and I hurt myself, I'll let it all out.
Most people listening, I feel like, wouldn't ever have the reaction of don't cry.
Really? I'd always
I feel like
that.
They just get really angry at the random object.
Yeah.
The pain was like that, like where, you know, the tears are kind of behind your eyes.
Oh, that plug would be launched.
Yeah, through
launched.
A window.
Yeah, I'd say we'd all have very different reactions.
Isn't that funny, like?
Yeah.
But what I was surprised by was it actually bled. I actually cut up through my toe.
Oh.
And it reminded me of a colleague of ours, he who shall not be named, one of the lads here in work. Do you remember this story?
No.
He's got kids and one of them left their charger lying around and he stood on it barefoot.
Yeah.
The three prongs went up through his foot.
Yeah.
What?
Up
How does
through
that happen?
His foot.
He had to get surgery.
Are
he
they
had
sharp
to have surgery.
Enough?
Obviously, the waist that he put in it, like, he's not a big guy by any stretch, but obviously, he put, he kind of stood in it with like a little bit of force. It broke his skin, went up through his foot, and.
Too graphic.
He was in bits, Dave. Do you remember? It was before your time, Fiona. Oh. But this guy was having a miserable time for about 6 months on the back of it. Well, it makes you kind of wonder why you do this kind of thing to yourself. A mom, actually, she's from New Zealand. She's gone and broke the world record for running barefoot across a track made of Lego.
No.
Now, this is normally, like you say, the kind of thing that would ruin your morning if you do have kids and Legos lying around and you stand in it. You'd just be cursing and blinded, and in my case, going, don't cry.
If you have kids who play Lego and all that kind of stuff, do your feet just become stronger?
Yeah.
From like just constantly
walking
over.
They grow calluses.
Yeah.
Almost like paws.
Yes. Yeah, I wonder.
She earned this for the fastest 100 metre barefoot back in January, but the video's just gone viral. They posted it on Instagram, Guinness World Record did, 9.3 million views when I checked this morning. And a lot of people, you know, joking, saying no secret coaching, just years of midnight bathroom trips, dodging Lego landmines left by your kid. Huh. All you need are 2 to 3 kids with tons of Lego at home. And obviously a lot of people going, why would you do that to yourself? She's got 2 kids and she did this 100 metres in 24.75 seconds.
Whoa.
While there was tons of Lego underneath her feet. She said that this was on her bucket list after a health scare. Now lads, if I had a health scare, it could be
the
like,
last thing you'd be thinking.
Get me to Mauritius to sleep in one of those little cabins that are
to
way out in the middle
of
the sea.
Yeah.
You know, she described the experience as unforgettable and
I feel
expressed
like
pride in pushing her limits.
This kind of stuff where you'd be like, all right, I feel like I could walk across a floor of Lego because my kids are so crap at cleaning up Lego.
Yeah, I'd
be the worst parent in the world. I'd be like, right, do you see this line here? I'm going to draw out a little square. You can play Lego within this square.
Yeah.
I'd say that would work.
The second a bit of Lego goes out, the whole Lego goes back in the drawer.
No.
Everything.
In the drawer or in the bin?
I'd put it back in the drawer. We'll try again tomorrow. If you can keep it with, it's like colouring. If you can keep it within lines, I'm going to be the toughest
parenting
parent
Dave.
In the
Dave's
world.
Dave's unborn children, are you excited?
You may only
are you
exist
excited?
In this box on the ground.
I don't know how. I think it's the most impressive thing in the world. Do you remember, like,
and if you want to play football, this is the section of the garden. If that ball goes outside those lines.
If that gets onto my grass, my lovely mowed grass. But you know, like, when, do you remember back in the day where you'd have, like, someone, like, driving a car and you'd be trying to drive a car and you'd be like, I don't know how people do it. Like, It's obviously easy if people can do it, but you used to think like your mom driving the car and getting into first gear really easily was like so impressive when you were learning to drive. People who have kids, that is the most impressive thing in the world. I don't understand how you are literally looking after another person.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would be dead.
Yeah.
Well,
no, you
wouldn't. The kids would be fine because you'd have them within their inches.
Oh, yeah, they'd be like their Lego lines. Yeah, they're fine.
They're in their square. Home alone,
Where's
happy
Julia?
Eyes.
Ah, she's upstairs in her bedroom in her square in the corner.
She'd be there for hours.
And I'd be in Mount Joy Square.
Big day for me after the
huge
show.
Day.
Well, huge. About 2 hours. Well, 3 or 4 hours after the show. I mean, who's counting? That is completely irrelevant to you guys. I'm doing something I've never done before. I have a session with a personal trainer.
I feel like we're all doing like firsts or something recently. I've been hearing a lot on the show of, I'm doing this for the first time.
What do we all do?
Stop changing.
I know. I'm sorry about that. We shouldn't be having personal trainers or showering in the morning. It's very inconsiderate.
So, PT, I've never had one. This is interesting.
Neither have I.
Sorry,
and I like the idea. Is this in person? I just don't really get the whole online PT thing.
I suppose they would be doing it that way.
They do.
As
I'm just like, I won't answer. You need to scream at me in person.
Because she did. I did have to have a phone call with her, and I nearly missed that.
That would make me so anxious having the phone call with the person.
I know. I was
like,
nervous.
Can you just come to my gym?
No, fair. And I nearly missed it because I was asleep, which is not great. Like, if it's a personal trainer, like, how do you say, "Oh, sorry, I was just having my designated 2-hour-a-day nap"? How does that fit into my new plan with you? Is that going to be kind of something we can continue together? No. PT Amy says no. So I've never known, like, I've joined gyms before, and you get some lad who hates his life, like showing you around, being like, there's the cross trainer, there's the free weights, here's how you do a squat. And you're like, I don't feel
fitter already.
Yeah, I'm done. All right, see you later. So I thought maybe a more curated experience.
Pricey business, eh?
It's a little bit spent out, because I thought, like, all I really want is to get a plan that I can then follow on my own. Mm. But you kind of can't do one session with the PT. They want you to do, let's say, five.
Sure.
So I'm calling it an investment in myself.
Are we allowed to talk about price?
I don't think so. Are we not? I don't know.
Well, you didn't mention who it is. Give me a ballpark.
There's five sessions.
Okay.
And it's more than €280. Ooh. And it's less than €326.
Right, okay.
Because it's €325. So it's probably pretty expensive. No,
five.
Oh,
for
my
five.
God, that's unreal.
Is that good?
That's really
Grant,
good.
Okay, well, shout out to all the PTs.
Sorry, that's
everywhere.
Brilliant.
Grant, okay, I thought, like, look, if it makes me actually go to the gym, and, like, I'm probably only going to have to do these once, and then I kind of have mm-hmm. my thing, and then I get, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then in 6 months you could check in with
maybe
her
go
to
again.
See how the
and I'll always see her around the gym, and she'll be having a look.
I'm
saying,
sorry,
you're not doing that right.
Can I ask you a question? Is she going to give you? She's going to give you workout. Is she also going to give you food?
She said optional if I want.
Okay.
And I thought, yeah, I will, because she's actually gave me like a little list of things to do before our meeting today. She said, please eat 60 to 75 minutes before the session, so you have energy. I usually suggest a small lunch size meal, 50-50 carbs and protein, like a protein yogurt and a banana. Okay. So I've never eaten anything that has like the extra protein in
Nor
it.
Do
you know,
I.
like a protein yogurt or add protein powder.
Oh, sorry, no, I've had one of them like from Lidl or whatever, but
right.
I've never like made a protein shake and put the powder in it.
Yeah, I
go
just,
to the big shop, there's protein in everything now.
I know it's the big thing.
An extra protein wrap. I was like, how are you getting extra protein into that wrap?
Yeah.
I see those and I'm like, I don't know if that's for me. So this will probably be my first question to her.
Okay.
I'll be like, where do I fit into the extra protein of the world? I know you're meant to like have eggs and chicken and stuff, but like now people are, yeah, putting extra protein into their wraps and stuff. So maybe she can help me with those things. She also said, bring a water bottle. Fair. I will be to bring my obnoxious Stanley cup, and also bring a phone slash diary.
Why?
If you want to like take notes.
Why do you need so much energy for just a meeting, or are you in
no,
the gym?
No, we're doing it now. Like we had a call,
okay.
And we talked about like my goals. I want to get stronger. I want to feel better myself.
Okay.
And and now we're doing it. Like we're going to do the bits, and I
so
probably
today.
Need to write it down. Yeah. Today. And her name's Amy. I have her saved in my phone. Is Amy PT, which even that for me is crazy. I'm like, there's a PT in my phone. So
do you feel better? Because I have a guy who I pay on Revolut for five aside, and it's like Steve five aside, and I'm like, God, I feel so manly.
Like I'm an active king. So yeah, I'm just like, what do we talk about? Or is she gonna be like, no talking? Fear spots.
We don't talk. Depends on if she likes
you
or not.
I'd be curious to know if you're gonna be able to walk tomorrow.
I probably won't.
When's the last time you'd say your body went through a good workout?
Like? Oh God! Like you know, I was telling.
God. Oh God!
You know, I was telling you, I went to the gym that time. I got my car washed, but like I was on my own terms. Like you know, I stop if I'm not liking it.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'll be fairly dragging the arse out of myself.
And
tomorrow.
Did you treat yourself to a new little sports bra?
Oh, I should do that.
Oh, yeah,
it's just an excuse.
That's
to
a good idea.
Yeah,
it's a nice little treat. I think.
You have to protect the body.
My friend Emer is doing the Dublin Half on Sunday.
Oh my God, amazing!
And she's like just trying to. I'm like, how are you feeling about it? She's like, just trying not to think about it, but I did have to go and treat myself, of course, to a brand new running outfit just to make me feel better.
Exactly. That kind of sweetens the deal.
Well, that's exciting.
Thanks, guys. I'll keep you posted.
You can't go getting ripped now, though. You just got your dress fitting for your wedding.
Oh, stop. I know, but it's just to maintain that.
Sorry, the dress doesn't fit. You're too shredded.
Imagine, you're like, we need to bring it back down. The abs are through the roof.
You're too jacked, brother.
What's this one called?
Guns?
It'd be your tricep?
Yeah.
Your
bicep?
Triceps and biceps are too big,
oh,
man.
Oh, they'd be busting out of the seams.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Ah!
Very
top tier.
Good.
That
Very
was great.
Good.
Top tier.
That was great.
Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Who have we got on to play?
It's Hannah. What are you up to this morning?
So I'm actually going to get my visa in the embassy today.
Where are you off to?
New York, hopefully, for the year.
Oh, wow. Hannah, that's so cool.
Hi, Thanks for depressing me.
That is so cool.
Oh my God. Off to New York.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Just what, in time for crunchy leaf season.
And what do you do for work, Hannah?
So I'm actually a primary school teacher.
Incredible.
So what you be teaching over there?
No, so you can't teach over there. So I'll be doing like curriculum development or something like along those lines.
Americans hate being taught stuff. So
yeah, so true. Easy up on learning.
And are you going to go on your own or are you going to go with some friends or is there people there?
I'm actually going with my boyfriend.
Oh, that's incredible.
God. Amazing.
That's so cool.
Fabulous.
I hope my girlfriend's listening and gets a visa to New York so we can go too. That'd be fantastic.
Good if possible.
You never know. You could end up married over there for a visa.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
And never showed them this interview. All right, Hannah, let's play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down before you go and get that visa. This is a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Have you heard this game before?
Yes.
You have. Okay, great. I'm going to ask you something like name any football team. You're going to hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say Chelsea and I've Chelsea written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. All right, Hannah, the best of luck. Are you ready to go?
Okay, perfect.
Here we go. Hannah, round one. Name any TV show.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
The show that never ends.
Is that still going? That's mad.
I think it is.
I have written down The Traitors.
Brilliant.
Oh, very good. All right, Hannah, one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag for IMC New York. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right, let's go for two. Hannah, name any car brand.
Volkswagen.
And I have written down Mercedes.
Oh, he's a classy man.
Well done.
Well done, Hannah. Two IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. Hannah, question three. Name any Justin Bieber song.
Ooh. Baby.
Baby came to my mind as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
And I have written down Sorry.
Very good.
So funny how Baby came to my head and then I couldn't shake it. I couldn't think of another single Justin Bieber song.
Fair.
Baby or Daisies was in my head.
I knew Dave would be a fan of the wider catalogue. So very, very good. Well, Sorry, obviously a huge hit. But anyway, Hannah, three IMC Cinema Passes going to you. Would you like to keep playing for more?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. Round four. She's all in. I like it. Hannah, name any kitchen appliance.
Kettle.
I'm nervous. He loves a kettle. He loves tea. He's always using a kettle and I'd say he uses very little other things in the kitchen.
Hannah, I had kettle written down.
No!
And I deleted it for microwave.
Yes!
The two things he uses in the kitchen.
I was thinking those fit foods aren't going to heat themselves. Very good. Well done, Hannah. That is four IMC Cinema Passes. One more to be won if you want. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. She's all in for round five.
Come on, Hannah.
She can do this. You can do this. I believe in you, Hannah. Round five. The game Twister.
Ooh.
Name any colour on the mat.
Red.
Red.
I would have said red.
I was thinking red as well.
Hannah, for five IMC Cinema Passes, you have said red on name any colour from the mat on Twister. And I have written down green.
Yay! Yes! Yes! Come on, Hannah!
Congratulations, you're off to New York!
That's where you got your visa. What a good way to do it.
Oh my God, can the embassy just let us give out visas?
You're going to New York.
Hannah,
you listen, congratulations, you have five IMC Cinema Passes in the bag and you are going to the cinema at least five times if you want on your own before your trip to New York, and you make sure and listen to us on the Go Loud app once you get over there, won't you, Hannah?
Please do, and spread the word of Spin 103.8 to all the New Yorkers.
Thanks,
hey,
Hannah.
I'm listening here.
We're going to have go global.
Yes. 100% we agree, Hannah. Have a great day. Have a great time.
Best luck with it all, hon. Bye,
girl.
Bye.
To be young.
We've lost a good one.
Ashley's off.
Good morning. You know, on the old vintage buzz the last couple of
weeks, I think.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. Like, just kind
it's
of
a
like
a good little buzz.
Every time it's dangerous because every time I get bored, I go on the app and I'm just like, Ooh, that's a nice t-shirt. That's
it's
a nice
very strange thing because sometimes if I go on, say, like the likes of, I don't know, name one, any of them, ASOS, Boohoo, whatever, you feel kind of like, I shouldn't be here.
Yes.
Mm. Whereas on Vintage, you're like,
I'm saving the planet.
I am single-handedly.
By buying more and more and more.
I know. But I found myself much less on like Instagram, Twitter, all that because I just spend my time scrolling Vintage.
I know, it's very addictive.
It's really weird to see other people's clothes, like what they bought. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm looking at the stuff and then I go onto their page to see what else they're selling.
Exactly, you're like looking at the whole wardrobe.
I get a full picture of what they're like as a person.
Yeah.
And usually for me as a guy, it's not great because guys are kind of notoriously bad at taking photographs.
So it's
like, here's a jacket. And it's like, cool. Can you just maybe like unfold the jacket?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you do that?
What I find annoying is a lot of them would put up like, if I'm looking for a pair of jeans, say, like good quality jeans or whatever. Mm. The photo's taken of them folded. So you have to flick through for ages to realize that it's shorts.
Yeah. Oh no.
You know what I mean? Annoying. It's just not clear what they are sometimes.
But the other day I got a jacket and I'm really, really excited about the jacket because I think it retails like 140 quid or something. Really? And I got it for like 35.
Unreal.
So I was buzzing with myself.
Unreal.
But I did something weird and I don't know if this seems a bit like snobby, right? So I bought the thing for 35.
Yeah.
Okay. I brought it to a dry cleaners because I was like, I don't know what the other person who sold it is. You know what I mean?
That's totally fair.
Ah, yeah.
Is that okay?
I mean, I'd always wash the stuff.
See, this thing, I couldn't wash it because if I'd washed it,
you could have damaged it.
It would have damaged
it. Well,
then. Because it's a kind of a puffy jacket.
No, it is. It's a little bit like I got to get a dry clean.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, if it was a jumper, you would have just thrown it in the wash.
But this is the thing.
I have an order that just arrived this morning in a tiny little box and it's
that
a jumper.
That was mental.
Like, I always have a little sniff when stuff arrives just to get an idea. And I'd be kind enough, I'd throw my bits through a clean wash.
I'd be so embarrassed if I sent something to,
and
it smelled a bit. And like the coat didn't smell at all, by the way.
Okay,
it was great. Have a little snifter.
It kind of smells like mould.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, give it a little wash.
Do you remember the Page Depop drama?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was like the jacket arrived. It had an old sandwich in the hood. And they'd be like, hon, wasn't there when I packaged it. Must have been an issue at the post office.
My friend ordered shoes before. I think they were Puma Runners off somewhere like that. This going back years. And I was there with him when he opened them. He was all excited.
Yeah.
And he was pulling out all the wrapping and everything to keep the foot. There was a, can I say this? There was a,
oh, I remember.
I would say there was a ring in it. Yeah. If you know what I'm saying, a ring that vibrates. There was a ring in there that vibrates.
It was extra,
and I was there to prove that
he wasn't making that up.
I was like, I've no idea how that got there. It wasn't in a wrapping. That
luckily,
it was loose. It was raw dogging.
Luckily, nothing has come in the jacket. But I did go to get a dry clean. But the dry cleaning is just as expensive as the jacket.
Dry cleaning is 35 quid.
Is 30 quid.
What?
Yeah.
So you've undone the good deal.
But I still got basically half off. Like.
Guys, I got my first payment yesterday at 40
quid. I still haven't got my first payment. I'm raging.
Well, I'm going to be minted with me 40 quid.
Minted from Vintage.
Yay. Spin. 1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, hello.
Hey, good morning. Happy
Wednesday. How are you? I started following this girl on Instagram, right? This English girl. Her name is Angie Holden.
Okay.
And she does like get ready with me while I get ready for my job in fashion. And I was like, she's got really good dress sense. I'll follow her for a bit of inspo.
I don't understand how people watch Get Ready With Me. It's like, why would you want to get what?
Really?
Why would you watch that?
I love them.
Do you?
And then they just talk shite.
Yeah.
Like, that is the content I would like just sit back and like watch for hours.
It's mad.
I love it.
Not for me.
I think I just love.
Not for you either, Em, no?
Nah.
I think I just love seeing people be normal and be like, and see inside their bedrooms and stuff and, you know. But she.
Creep.
Because I get in trouble if I'm
No, you're
like,
obviously. There's obviously a market for it.
No, like, for people, sure.
These
like, look
videos
how much
get hundreds
they
of
pop off.
Views.
But she works in fashion and she's like getting ready for her fashion job. And I'm like, why am I like thinking I'm going to find anything here? She wears like jeans inside out and she's like, I'm going to try this look today. And it's like the jean, like she's like, oh, I just tried to put my hands in my pockets. I forgot they're on the inside. And it's like, what? And then she does, like, do you know the way no one just wears a shirt anymore? She's like, I'm going to try this shirt. And it's like just like a classic stripy shirt. And I'm okay. like, yeah, that's lovely. But she takes the sleeves and like wraps it around her. So it's like a strapless top. And then kind of like puts the shirt, like sleeves like under the boob and stuff. And like does loads of mad
things. Weird,
yeah.
And I'm
like, it's just not going to be me showing up into the studio.
I honestly have to be like, I have to say it's so impressive when people just kind of wear whatever they want and just make it work. Like it's all about, I think it's like 95% confidence. But there's this new kind of series that I'm really liking at the moment. These guys up in the north of Ireland, and they're going around asking like kind of yup bros what they would rate what the presenter is wearing.
Oh, I love this TikTok. That.
But the presenter is wearing like real like Doc Martens and very kind of flared jeans
yeah.
and maybe like a mesh top or something. It's very odd, very cool.
Yeah.
It's very, and they're going up to these kind of yuppros and they're like, what would you rate my outfit? And they're all like, it's a 2. It's disgusting.
No.
Why'd you wear that? That's rotten, mate.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
Guys, it's been so fun. I've had an absolute blast.
What?
But I'm done.
No! Oh. Are you quitting as well? What's happening?
Me, yes.
I am done
out.
With Emma, Dave and Fiona.
This is going to be Dave and Fiona.
God, no. I mean, I'm done with this. Before we take another step forward into Traitor's territory, please note, there are spoilers coming in literal seconds.
Mere moments.
Can we just talk, though, first? What an episode.
What an incredible episode.
Truly.
Bizarre.
Not an episode for it. You know, some nights you're like, oh, I'll watch it tomorrow. It's just too late. I'll catch it. Like, yeah. I'd say anyone who did that last night is regretting it hugely because, sadly, there was a huge loss in our community.
There was.
Someone that we never thought we'd have to say goodbye to.
Spoilers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Our dearly departed grandfather and father, and some might say daddy, Paddy.
No!
We're very upset. He hated hugs. He loved killing. Yeah. And now he's gone.
I love how he's known on the internet as the pod father.
Oh my God, yes.
He has been, I think, one of the most interesting, fun, lovely people to watch. And I truly said last night, I'm not that fussed now.
If
it's on, it's on.
I'd be very intrigued to how it goes. But to be honest with you, is this weird to say? I'm kind of happy he's gone.
He did look a bit wrecked. I think he was a bit done.
I'd say all the traders who've been in there, all their feedback has been, I was rattled. I needed to get out of there. I think it's very hard in
now,
that particular one to keep it up.
I don't want him gone for those reasons. I want him gone for two other reasons.
Go on.
Right.
One reason, every time he was on screen talking during the round table, I got nervous because I thought he's going to say something wrong.
Awesome.
I was proven wrong every single time. Yeah, he is excellent at the game.
Yeah,
he is fantastic. He knows exactly what he's doing. The other thing, I don't like how they were speaking to him.
No.
I really do not like how
it was actually. It was difficult to watch. There was no respect for Paul.
Disrespectful
in there.
Last night. I thought it was bullyish.
It is.
And it has been. I thought the same back when it was with Eamon and Caitlin. I really just
thought he was picked on a lot.
I thought he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, they were right. They did get him, but there was no need to be going after him like that.
You know what?
These people are taking it so personal.
As my mother always said, it's not what you say, it's the way you say it.
100%. It was the way he
said it. The way.
Yeah. But like, I felt so bad for him last night. Do you know, like, the only other trader that he could have ever really had and trusted was Andrew.
Was Andrew.
And obviously that was over in a flash.
You see, that was such a silly move by him.
The
heat was on Andrew.
I think he was just so desperate to have his son there because he has, since day two of the traders, they've been mentioning his name at the round table, Caitlin and Eamon. And then Nick is barely in the door of the beep and conclave and he's already mentioning Paddy. Like, he can't trust anyone in there.
There's no loyalty.
No, there was no one else he could have recruited that would have been like, right, you and me to the final.
Did think maybe Eoin.
Yeah, I thought Eoin as well.
I thought maybe if he got Eoin on side, she might do him eventually, but for a few days in her new role, I think she would have ruffled feathers and I think she would have played ball with Paddy a little bit.
I think Nick should pick Eoin.
I think so too.
But he's gonna pick Ben.
I think it'd be silly to pick Ben.
I think he needs to recruit Eoin and he needs to kill Ben.
I saw something that's like he needs, like, because did you see that bit yesterday when Faye was like, the one person I really trust in here?
I know
Nick.
So it's like it needs to get to the final with Nick and the other people who are in there with him is Ben and Faye. Like, even though Ben
it's so funny though,
today,
and I know this sounds really negative, but like, I don't really care now that Paddy's gone.
Really?
I've just lost interest. Really.
Lads, his exit was top. Yep.
Absolutely. So bear in mind, no one had a clue that his son Andrew had been in there at all, and that that was his son. So the way he delivered this, and did you see Siobhan's face, like buzzing for him to say it?
So
you
know,
this is how he went out.
On my way home to my wife, my four beautiful children, my nine grandchildren. I'm looking forward to seeing them all. I really am. You might know my family, but you've met one of them. My son Andrew, and I am a traitor.
Brilliant. Just top tier.
And after he said, I am a traitor, he kind of gave it like a little yup face and he went away. And then he left. I was yes. It's like when your dad wants to have a bit of crack, like, you know, play a trick. Your dad's like, here, pretend I'm not here. Yeah. And say you have to go up and I'm waiting outside or something. It's a real crap, like low stakes show.
Very, very, very well done. What a game.
What a show. This show is going to be talked about on par with Love Hate. Like, everyone is still going to talk about this in 10 years' time.
People like that exit needs to be on reeling in the years.
Yeah.
I'm sure you listening are well versed by now on the fact that our beautiful co-presenter here in studio, Fiona Frawley, is getting married in less than 6 weeks' time.
Yay.
Now, thanks be to God, and I say this as the person sitting across from her every morning listening to the trials and tribulations of organising a wedding.
Hey.
Thankfully, it seems to be starting to take shape.
Yeah.
But it's been a bit chaotic in terms of lack of organisation, things not coming together, bands pulling out, her not knowing you have to declare your intent to marry, things like that. And last week, as we were discussing the trials and tribulations of Fiona's wedding, she casually said this.
I'm not going to have a hen. But having a hen will stress me out. There's certain things I don't want to do.
On Monday's show, myself and Dave brought to you, Fiona, that we would really like to throw a hen for you.
Just the idea of one, a hypothetical hen.
Yeah. We like the idea. We feel more comfortable sending you off into your married life, having had the rite of passage that all women go through, the
last
straws and all the crack that goes on. So in a hypothetical world, we were saying, okay, look, she gets married in less than 6 weeks. We're running out of time. If this we were to hypothetically do something with, say, us and your friends and you listening, what would we do?
It's also something that we feel, as you said, it needs to happen before you get married. But there's other things in your life that you haven't done. Like you didn't even go to your Debs.
See, I moved school. And I went to the Debs in my new school, but I didn't go to the Debs in my old school.
You didn't get to experience that. I'm like, so now imagine going through life. Imagine later on in life, you're going, oh, I never went to my Debs and I never had a hen party.
Yeah, I can't have that.
We want to throw you a hen.
Yeah. Right.
And it's going to be stress-free. You don't have to worry about it.
Thank you.
Then when that's done, we'll throw you a Debs as well.
Okay. I'm interested in that.
When we asked for hypothetical, hen ideas on Monday's show, these are some of the suggestions that you brought.
Well, I went to a hen and the bride had to wear a blow-up wheelie costume.
Well, I went to Causey Farm.
Okay, and what happens there?
They teach you how to be a traditional wife.
Oh, to be a trad wife.
We went to Bingo Loco and we didn't need much organising.
Yeah, so I think like the new one is on a hens, you do like a funeral for the bride's single life.
So some really good suggestions in there. Here's what we can reveal. Myself and Dave got talking to some people here.
Oh, God.
And we've decided on something for definite.
Yeah.
Okay. We would like your entire hen party to be on a boat.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Somewhere in Dublin. I don't know why, it just sounds like a bit of crap.
It just sounds funner. We have one issue when it comes to that. We don't have a boat.
No. Oh. And we need a boat, like not a kayak, because we'd like a lot of people to be on this boat.
Oh, my God, that'd be a bit of crap.
So if anyone knows a boat...
Yeah, if anyone knows anyone who has a boat...
Maybe help us out here.
I'm sure your rich Ranala friend somewhere has a boat.
Here, give us a boat there.
Yeah, give us a boat, will you?
I'm kind of into the idea because I want to use the massive willy as a life jacket.
Of course.
And I want everyone to have one.
Okay.
For safety
purposes. 0877111103. Number one, if you know anyone, any lad or any lady with a boat, give us a shout. Number two, we can reveal that Fiona's hen, and you'll be coming, we'll give you all the details as soon as we know what's going on, will be in early October.
Yes.
Okay?
And you were invited listening.
And that's where we're at for now.
This is the thing, right? That all sounds great.
Yeah.
However, as the only guy on the show, it's starting to sound a little bit girly.
Justice for men.
Justice for men. I'm not a meninist under any shape or form, but I do think that this is an equal opportunities show.
It is, yeah.
And for Fiona's hen, I think some guys should be allowed come as well.
Oh my God, I kind of didn't even think of that. I just assumed guys would come. But yeah, it's so a hen. I think bet you most guys haven't been to a hen.
I think we should change it in from a hen to a sten. Ooh. Which is when the stag and a hen come together and it becomes a sten. So what I want to do is make it a little bit more guy Laddish. Friendly. We can still do the willy costumes and straws and things like
just
that.
Just get a stripper from both genders.
We can still do the boat and stuff like that. But I want more guy activities as well on this stand. Because as I said, this is an equal opportunities show. People of all genders should be invited to this party that we want to throw.
Okay.
It won't be too big. I'd say tickets will be incredibly limited. So if you're a guy and you've been on a stag party, because I've never been on like a real stag party. I've never been on one. I've only ever been to like ones where like we play board games and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never been on like a, oh, let's go to Prague. Let's dress
Benidorm.
Best them up as Elmo or something like that.
I am to a lamppost.
Exactly. I haven't been on that kind of stag before. Maybe you listening have. How do we stag up this sten? How do we make it a little bit more guy-y?
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I'm scared.
No, you shouldn't be. It'll be fun.
They're going to put me in a mankini or an English jersey, and I don't know what's worse.
The English jersey, I think, probably could happen.
Or both.
Over the willy costume?
No, I'm on board with the willy costume.
That's fine, but put an English jersey over the willy costume.
No English jersey.
So that's what we want to know this morning. What stag things could we do on this sten? Voice notes are really, really like of priority here.
Yeah, they're not just welcome. They're
needed.
They're 087 711 103,
and also if you've a boat, that'd be great.
And just to say, Dave and I are notoriously terrible at organising things, so please help us out here, okay?
We're trying to
throw a sten for our colleague here, guys.
Please.
These aren't really filling me with confidence.
We'll get there. We just need a place, a location, and a date.
You're asking strangers for a boat. Yeah. All you have is the willy costume. And that's secondhand.
Tell us what stag stuff we can do at Fiona's hen. Drop us a voice note, please.
All right, so Fiona's getting married. She said she didn't want to have a hen, but we and Emma said, well, screw that. Let's have a hen. It'd be good crack. It'd be something to do on the show. And also, I feel like it's something you need to experience. Even though you said you'd be stressed out, we're going to make it as little stress for you as possible.
Although we're getting stressed because we've nothing organised.
Yeah, we have absolutely nothing organised. You picked the worst people in the world to be co-hosts with.
I did not pick this.
Yeah, so that's why I said to be co-hosts with, because we are really, really bad at organising. But we've good intentions. We're trying to throw a sten party for Fiona because we want it to be a stag and a hen party. Neither of us have ever really been on a true stag.
Yeah. Mm.
So we're curious on 087 711 103, what things could we do on a sten, because you know
we need to lad this thing up a little bit. A lot of people obviously sending absolute carnage in on WhatsApp. I will say that this is a family friendly show and there's certain things we cannot air this morning.
It's only sometimes family friendly, but try and
keep the suggestions to like inoffensive things.
Safe for radio.
If possible, on 087 711 103. Your voice notes are welcome. Before we go any further though, Sheena is standing by and has a suggestion for us. What is it?
Instead of a sten party, you should call it a hag party.
Very good.
There's a lot of people saying this. Apparently it sounds better than sten.
Really?
Hag party.
Hag party. Okay.
Hag does sound like a bit more crack. Sten sounds like we're in a lab.
Do you think?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sheena, have you ever been on a hag?
I have. My sister's about 20 years ago with her husband.
Okay, very good. Well, I think hag, when we go forward with hag,
it sounds better.
Hag sounds good to me. I'm
it
good with hag.
And then we can all dress like witches.
This is what I was worried about, hag.
Come on, it's fun.
And now hag isn't the best word, but it's fun. It sounds bit of a good night out.
All right, we're throwing Fiona a hag party. What should we have at the party that would both be, you know, kind of be fun for both genders?
Yeah.
Or all genders.
Well, we can nail down the female stuff now, problem. It's the real stag stuff, because stags are such a mystery to me. What goes on them?
Yeah.
They scare me.
As I said, I've only ever been on one stag. We played board games in a house. Like, it wasn't crazy.
That's the usual now.
No, it wouldn't really. So, voice notice 087 711 103. How do we stag this hag party up?
This is Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we are looking for your help this morning. We decided earlier in the week, it's kind of sad that Fiona's not having a hen party. Mm. And do you know what, Dave? Mm. Any excuse for an owl party.
An owl hoolie.
Yeah. Isn't that it?
Yes.
She decided it's not her thing. I don't want to have a hen. And we were asking you to send in suggestions of what we should do on Fiona's hypothetical hen at the time.
Well, I went to a hen and the bride had to wear a blow-up willy costume.
Well, I went to Cosby Farm.
Okay, and what happens there?
They teach you how to be a traditional wife.
Oh, to be a trad wife.
What? We went to Bingo Loco and we didn't need much organising.
Yeah, so I think like the new wood is other hens, you do like a funeral for the bride's single life.
Epic ideas.
Really, really fun ideas. Now, we did have a kind of a notion upon us that because, you know, this is a spin kind of hag party, if you will, or sten party, we're doing it like a hen and a stag, we thought, why not try and see how, what we could get away with? Especially because spin would be paying for it and you listening would be invited. So, do you think we could have it on something like a boat?
We were saying, and I was lolling going, oh, you could bring everyone for a spin on the
on the boat
around the Liffey. I think
we could just do donuts up and down the Liffey.
Yeah.
The problem is, me and Dave don't have a boat.
No,
guys,
I know.
We were asking for any suggestions.
Crazy.
All my friends,
Sandra.
It's being cleaned with the Lamborghini.
Right. Okay. Grand.
Sandra's there, I think, with a suggestion for us. Are you there, Sandra?
I have you on loudspeaker. Yes. So it's on Dublin Docks, and I heard it's really good.
Okay.
I wasn't on it personally, though.
Right. Okay. And this is this the canal boat? This is the restaurant, is it? Yeah.
It's a restaurant, and they sell drinks and everything.
Yeah, I was actually on this.
And then it's local.
It is local. It's handy.
Is it on the Liffey or on the canal?
The canal, I think.
This one's on the canal.
I've seen this one.
You know the one. It's all lit up with fairy lights and everything.
Gorgeous. Towards Bald's Bridge.
My friend Hannah had her hen on that.
Oh, gorgeous.
Many years ago. And it was excellent crack. She rented it out. And we went moving and went for a spin up and down the canal.
Very nice.
God, that's fab.
That's a good option to lock in. Yeah, that's really good. Thanks for that, Sandra.
Nice one, Sandra.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Sandra.
You might be coming. Yeah, hang on.
You never know, Sandra.
Save the day.
Good luck.
Later. Talk to you later.
I have to say, asking the men of Dublin for a suggestion of what to do on a stag has turned out to be a grave, grave mistake. I am traumatized.
Yeah, she's a bit shook,
as I thought
fairness.
I would be with what's coming in. Listen, I'm glad you guys have fun. I'm happy for my boys.
Yeah, it's kind of debauchery.
But I don't know if I can be partaking in those things.
Are you looking at the messages?
I don't think a lot of them aren't legal.
No, they're not. Like, I was thinking, oh, you know, axe throwing, like paintballing.
Get you on one of the back of a
hate crime. You know, it's possible.
I was thinking maybe like on the back of a bull that floats, that blows up.
Oh my God, I'd love that.
Yeah, but not like an actual real bull. That kind of, you know what I mean?
Lads want me on a real bull.
That's where the lads are taking it.
My life ruined.
Producer Callum's off today, so I'm the one here trying to turn around voice notes to get them ready for the show, and I'm like, oh God, we can't put that on air.
Okay.
We can't put that on air.
And it's funny, these are just standard stag things.
Oh God, yeah. So I'm just glad you're having fun. Yeah. It won't be for me. But, thanks very much.
We're talking axe throwing, not hate crimes. It's my favourite slogan ever.
So fair. Any more semi non-hate crime suggestions? Yeah. They're so welcome.
Keep me out of prison.
Most of what's come in, I can't put on the show this morning.
How is a lot happening? I didn't think I was having a hen. Now I'm apparently having a hen in a couple of weeks, and it's not just a hen, it's also a hag, it's a stag. There's going to be lads at it, lads that are going to traumatise me and terrify me.
No, it won't happen like that.
Tie me to a lamppost. No, to be fair, some of them have been coming through with some more wholesome activities.
Yeah, we want wholesome.
The soft boys of Dublin have been coming through, thank God.
Don't call them that.
If you weren't with
they won't
us,
come.
There were stag suggestions that came in that honestly we were like, basically 90% of what people suggested haven't made air today for good reason,
I feel.
But this one I've triple checked. This is okay from Carl.
For Fiona's hag, you have to get her to drink a pint out of her shoe. Yes. Bring her up in front of everyone and she has to drink a pint out of her shoe.
A shoey!
My runner alert.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no bother.
Probably wouldn't work very well if you're wearing a sandaled heel.
You know? An open toe. Yeah. An open toe kitten. Perfect.
Ed was on to.
A classic stag game is you sellotape a big bottle of beverage to each of the stag's hands, and they can't take them off until they're finished.
Oh girl, fantastic. Don't worry, it'll be a bottle of water of each hand.
thank you for the woke version of that. A bottle of beverage.
left hand will be Emma's, and she'll sellotape the bottle of water so you don't get dehydrated. My hand will be the right, and I'll get you something strong.
Ooh. like a Dioralite.
Yeah.
38 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's happening? How are we?
I've realised that I have a worse social life than my dog.
What?
Honestly. I don't know what's going on at the moment. I haven't been down to the dog park in Marley Park in a while. Just kind of exploring new parks, you know.
Of course, yeah.
I'm spending a lot of time in St. Enda's.
Lovely.
And I found the sweet spot Because there's nothing more depressing than when
Where is St. Enda's?
St. Enda's is out kind of by the Marley Park direction. It's in Rathbarn. Right. It's a lovely park. Hmm. But I think I found the sweet spot. And naturally, it's going to change as the evenings start getting darker. Yeah. But for now, prime time in Marley Park Dog Park is about 10 past 7. I arrived yesterday at about 5 past 7. And there's nothing more depressing when you've walked the whole way down and you arrive and there's no dogs. You're like, for God's sake, there's no one here.
Seamus is probably like looking out around the corner, going, there's no one there.
Pulling the arm off me as we approach the park.
I was only texting the boys. They said they were there.
Exactly. So that was grand. As I arrived in, a guy was there with his own two dogs and said, I was just leaving because there was like, there's no one around. This is great. I'll come back in and let them play. 5 past, 10 past, 7 came. At one point, there was 22 dogs in the thing.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable. I honestly sat there being like, what time is so lonely. My dog has so many friends.
I love it.
It's about 7:15 last night.
Interesting, because I would have been like, kind of done my walk at that time.
I know, you think that. I guess people, I suppose, by the time they get home from work.
Yeah, fair, have some dinner.
Or whatever, and then get out for a mooch around. But there was dogs of all shapes and sizes having the crack.
Aww.
I just thought, like, imagine if we were all just like, hey, here's a park for humans just to hang.
Just head in.
I know that we have a big area. Okay, yeah. But like, I wish there was just a small area within a park for those who just want to chat.
You want to, yeah. It's like, I may approach you and ask you how your weekend was.
Every time, I feel like you don't do yourself any favours. Look, you come across like real losers on this show sometimes. I just want, like, you know, somewhere we can go where I can talk to someone.
I just want to talk to someone.
Go to therapy.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
There she is, the millionaire. Went to Cork yesterday on the train.
Oh, well, if you think that's bad, wait till you hear what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, go on.
So I did go to Cork on the train yesterday.
I couldn't believe when you told me the price of that.
No, I know.
You'd get cheaper flights across Europe than you would get in the train to Cork.
That's ridiculous.
You would, but I'm with my mother and like...
Did your mother pay?
She did pay.
In class.
But also, she didn't want to get the bus. I don't think you get that. Like if I'm ever... Sometimes I go down and gig in Cork.
Yeah.
And I don't want to drive because it's I get so tired on the way home. And like you're up and down in the one night. Mm. I'd get on the bus. I would never even consider the train. No, like
trains are good for away days.
Yeah, yeah. And like when you're with your mom, you want to sit opposite and like she packs sandwiches and like, you know, you might get a tea off the cart, which famously is back on Cork train, Cork to Dublin train and not many others. But I can't believe I'm going to say this. So we were walking like through Houston to get onto our carriage was like carriage C or carriage D or whatever. And we walked past carriage A and my mom goes, there's the first class carriage. And I was like, oh yeah, keep walking. And she was like, I wonder what it's like. And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, just ask the man. And because there's a man standing outside first class. And I was like, do you actually want to go on it? And she was like, I don't know. I don't know. And then she got shy. And I was like, okay, go on. So we asked the man, like, can you upgrade to first class?
Yeah.
And he was like looking at us like, this has never happened before.
Upgrade on the train to Cork.
Not like in the early days.
Sorry, we're just on our honeymoon.
We're heading down to Cork City on a Tuesday and we'll be back up at 6 o'clock.
Can we upgrade?
And he goes, yeah. He was like, yeah, I have room. I was like, I'd say you do have room on the 11 a.m. train to Cork on a Tuesday. And he goes, you've got time, like just run over to the booking office and say I sent you. And I was like, how much is it? And he was like, it's 20 quid each.
Okay. Oh, come on.
And I was like, my mom paid for the tickets. I was like, I'll treat us to first class.
Ah, that's okay? Sweet, yeah.
And so we went like to the booking office. Had to get back out through the barriers and stuff. And the guy at the booking office goes, oh yeah, your man's been in touch. You're the two who want to upgrade to first class. I'm like, we're the talk of Houston. The man is ringing his colleagues. And we were like, yeah.
No, it's just the excitement of like, hey, we're after getting two in
we're
first
after
class.
Getting suckers.
Two sucks. So I was like, so we upgraded and then we walked back to the train and I'm like, surely we're the only people getting on this. So I like marched straight up. I actually skipped a load of people who had already planned to get on first class. I was like, there's obviously no one else doing this, right? There was like a load of people.
Were the people who wanted to upgrade? Let us on first.
Hello, it's us. Remember? And he's like, oh yes, you're back. So we get on to first class. Now,
what's it like?
It is stunning.
Is
like
it?
It's kind of like these like big leathery seats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the tables have, you know, that charger that is on the table, like put your phone down on it. And I was like, oh my God, bougie, because I didn't remember a charger yesterday. But like my phone wasn't working on it. And I was texting Dwayne about it, obviously talking about our, my partner, talking about our first grade, our first class upgrade journey. And he was like, try and take your phone cover off, that should work. And I took my phone cover off and my phone is so scaldy and disgusting. Like there's a load of sand in it and all, and like it was just filthy, and I was like, this is terrible for first class now. I was like, no one look at me, but at the same time I do need to charge my phone. I was like, I'd normally have my phone cover a lot cleaner than this, sorry. You have free tea and coffee on first class.
You don't even have to. Oh, interesting. Now, okay. Now I'm seeing where the 20 quid's going.
You don't get. I was like, can I have a peppermint tea? And he was like, you can, of course. That's not free though. And I was like, all right, grand, leave it then.
Are you serious? They charge for peppermint in a tea bag.
Yeah. So I was like, that's where I draw the line. And we didn't want treats because my mom had packed us sandwiches. And he was like, do you not even want a muffin between you girls? And I was like, okay, the muffins must be free. So I was like, yeah, let's get one. And he's like, $3.75.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was like, you conned. But to be fair, we are the saps sitting here. So yeah, if you're ever going
did
down,
you get to sleep on the first class carriage?
Yeah. And then my mom starts going, oh, so what, I'll pay for the upgrade on the way back. And I was like, we're not paying €80 on top of our I was like, we can get normal one home. And she was like sitting on it like, oh.
You know what
I
you're missing.
What's happening in first class?
You know what you're missing then. It's like glamping at EP, and then the next year you go in your normal camping again. You couldn't do it. You can't do it.
We should have waited and got it first class on
That's
the way
That's what I'm
home.
Always saying. Especially if you're going on a holiday, right, and you want to get a first class or like a business class flight, get it on the way back so you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember years ago, my friend, I was very lucky. I got a box in the Olympia for a gig and my friend came with
stunning.
Me. And she was like, I'm never going back down there. Never. Yeah. Guys, once a roof, we don't go back down. I remember the next time she was standing at a gig, she just took a photo of the box going, that was such a great time. That was such a great time. Remember when we had a seat? Listen, if you'd like to win yourself a free holiday, the time to message is now. Golden in a WhatsApp. Send that over to us on 087-711-1038 and you could be booking flights for free before Blast. 10 o'clock this morning. For now though, I want to talk about Ed Sheeran again. I promise I'm going to take an Ed Sheeran break. I'm actually not obsessed, but we did end up talking about Ed Sheeran yesterday.
It's okay to be obsessed with Ed Sheeran. He has some good tunes. Yeah. And he seems like a cool guy.
He's making a lot of headlines.
You could be
at the
obsessed
moment.
With worse people.
And there's reason that he's everywhere because his new album Play just came out. So he's doing a lot of interviews and a lot of press. So there's a lot of him making. He's in the papers basically all the time this week. But he's announced that he's already so organized. So the way, like, how do you say this? There's loads of artists in the world that are brilliant, yeah, and are at Ed Sheeran's level. But I think he's, and I mean this with respect, the nerdiest of them all.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
To the point where. You know that all of his albums are named after mathematical signs so far.
Nerd!
We've had plus, we've had multiply, we've had divide, equals, and now we have play. I know that's not quite a mathematical symbol, but it's that kind of action and it's a symbol, I suppose.
It's buttons. It's buttons on the keyboard or something.
Yeah, he's moving away from maths now to like buttons on a keyboard.
Yeah.
He's already decided, locked in, organised, done, that an album after death will be released.
Yeah.
And it's going to be called Eject. And the songs are ready for
it. Ah, that's very good, Eject.
It's called Eject. Isn't that so smart?
That's what he'll be doing.
It's all confirmed in his will already. It is legally written into his will. And his wife, Cherry, her job after he dies, assuming that he dies first, this is a bit dark, is that she's to curate the playlist.
Like she's to choose the songs.
She's to choose the songs, what order they go in, all the rest.
Are you being raging? A load of admin.
Yeah. You've enough going on.
You're like, I want to get back on the apps.
I've got
downloading Tinder. Don't have time.
I've got his whole estate to take over here.
Yeah.
No, but again, I don't know. I don't think the interviewer asked him hypothetically if you die first, or if she dies first, how what would happen then?
might put the downer on the interview a little bit.
What if your wife dies?
And also, what's your favourite chicken fillet topic?
He wants no outside interference with the music after his death, and he plans to drop these subtle hints to Cherry about his preferences. Why not just tell her what you want then? I don't know. But this is kind of being compared to the early concept. This concept's being likened to early Beatles demos.
Okay.
Paul McCartney had kind of done the same.
As
well. So, what we know for sure is that Play was released last Friday, his album. Rewind is coming in 2027. The boy's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stop, he knows for sure, is going to be his final living release.
Stop. That's only two.
I'm sure there'll be money. As in, but the plan so far is we have Play. We know Rewind is coming in 2027.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't know what's happening after that. And I don't know if you expect some kind of a sad diagnosis or something here. But yeah. He said that his last living release will be called Stop.
I'm trying to think of other like buttons on like a stereo or something.
Yeah,
so you have
yeah.
pause and you have like reset and
fast forward.
Rewind. Yeah, yeah, we have that. I don't know. So that's
record.
Okay, yeah, he's telling us something.
Yeah, he is.
Not long left.
And then obviously after his death, we know that's going to be eject.
What about the next couple of albums? Because he's going to have to come up with like new buttons for them.
There are no buttons left.
Because it kind of works that you have Stop and Eject. You can't go off and do like different symbols from like, I don't know.
2032, Ed Sheeran, Teletext.
White button.
I was thinking of other album names that maybe some other artists could get on board with in terms of their vibe.
Yeah.
Should they die and what could be released. I think what would suit Taylor Swift is something like Last Verse.
Oh, okay.
As maybe
yeah.
I can never say the word
like that.
Posthumous album?
Yeah.
Fontaine's DC.
Is that what posthumous means, when you die?
Is it something that's released after you die? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was like when something's funny and then not funny anymore.
Because you know, like, I think it's like posthumous, you're no longer human.
Ah,
I don't posthumous. Know. But I remember once reading that in the news, when I was a young one, it was posthumous. Yeah, I got killed for that. Fontaine's DC, Fog Over the Liffey, or something like that.
Yeah.
And Adele, I was thinking, because her last album was 30. If she was to die tomorrow, and I hope she doesn't, I love her, it could be 30 forever.
Or just
wow.
goodbye instead of hello. Hello.
Oh my God,
goodbye.
It was right there. Goodbye.
Daisies. What do they turn into?
Emma's raging now.
I'm so
what's
bad.
The one that you blow out from dandelion to the dead thing?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? I'm terrible at my job. I'm terrible. I'm going home.
Get ready. Spin 103X. Golden Tits.
Hey,
we want to send Alan off on his holidays to Fuerteventura. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hi, Alan.
Holy moly, is it really, yeah?
It is us, yes. Hello, Alan.
Lovely too.
How are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm actually in work.
Okay.
Oh,
can you take the call?
Yeah, I can take it, yeah. I'm actually on another phone with a customer.
You're on what?
You're with a customer?
I'm barely on the phone, yeah.
Oh, look.
Is this okay, Alan?
Are we
put him on hold?
Yeah, are we good to chat to you now, Alan?
Will it take very long?
About 4 minutes, I'd say. You might want to tell the customer you'd ring them back or maybe just go and deal with them and we can play with you tomorrow.
Yeah, do you know what? Actually, that's what I'll do. 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. Cheers. Yeah, that's all good.
Alan, what do you do?
No, you can't. You can't ask him that. No. We don't want to know. No. Alan, don't say it. Don't dox
so
yourself.
Yeah.
Don't dox
fair
yourself, Alan. We've never wanted to play with someone
no,
so bad.
You need this holiday now,
Alan. How often do people, you know, go, Alan,
Steve.
Alan?
Oh, all the time.
I thought that would be the case. That's fair enough.
That's way better, isn't it?
Perfect. Alan, come here. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No, never. I just text in to any show to see if I'll ever get called back.
Fantastic.
That makes us feel so special.
Yeah, it does.
You know how to make a girl feel wanted, Alan.
All right, Alan. Basically, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. In essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess the songs and artists within 25 seconds, okay? 5 songs and artists are going to play, 25 seconds on the clock. If you guess them all, you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Sound simple enough?
Straightforward.
All right, now some rules that favour you. If the song with a few people on it, Alan, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Alan, you just shout the word swap. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All right, Alan, where are you from?
County Meath. Yeah, it's just on the border of
Maynooth. Very nice. Alan from County Meath. The best of luck. Alan from Meath. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Who's that, Alan?
Oh, God, it's... Jamie.
Swap it if you don't know.
Let's swap it.
Rightio, that is gone. It was Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. Let's try all over again.
It's a brand new game.
Yeah, and we've reset that clock back to 25 seconds. Your swap is gone now, but we have a new song, one playing for you shortly.
You could be back onto them callers in 25 seconds, Alan, so don't you worry. Let's go for a brand new song, one. What I will tell you about this one, Alan, is that the first thing the singer says is the title of the song, okay?
Right, so I need to give you the title and the artist, yeah?
And the artist, yes. Here we go, 25 seconds on the clock. A brand new song, one, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Golden, golden, golden as I
Alan?
Yes. Golden Boy.
Come on. One Direction guy.
Nighthorn.
No, the other one.
Harry Styles.
Stop the clock!
That happens every time.
Every time it's Niall Horan they say first.
So much love for Niall. It is Ireland.
I got a love him. Yeah.
Harry Styles and Golden, you did well.
Well,
kind of.
Yes, news that could be considered bad by some. Alan, you have six seconds left for four songs.
Okay.
But you know what?
I'm out of the game.
No, Stranger Things have happened. Stranger Things
have
happened.
We're going to give it a go.
And let's see, for your own ego, let's see how far we get in, Alan, do you know? Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I found a love for me.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, God.
It's tough when you're juggling work and the golden ticket and customers. It's hard.
Alan, we really appreciate the enthusiasm of you. I do feel sorry for the customer. The song is Ed Sheeran and Perfect.
Do you know what it is? Yeah.
But we have great crack with you.
You'll have to go and study the songs, Alan, and then come back to us.
To be honest, I'm not the biggest music head.
Well,
it'd
listen,
be a tricky one.
We're big Alan heads. We are really in favour of you.
Fancy
so thank you
here.
So much for making our morning.
Cheers,
Alan. But listen, you'll have to get me again. I'll have to try again.
Sounds good. Good luck, Alan.
Bye.
Alan's straight over to 90 LFM. Have you got any competition?
Yeah. Just in case you call again, Alan, we are Spin 1038 that you played on today.
So you can knock us off the list and try and win with another radio.
He's going to try and listen back to his call, the golden ticket. What station was it?
I've been on so many today.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, hello. This is the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want, really, aka something that I just looked up on my phone 2 minutes before we begin.
No, I've
sell yourself a bit better.
Lads, I've been planning this ages. So, do you know, it's getting into cuffing season, as some call it. It's time to be staying inside with your partner and maybe you're like watching a TV show together.
Can I just say, nothing more depressing than hearing about cuffing season when you're single.
I've been
single for my whole life until recently.
Oh, cuffing season was great. I love cuffing season.
But when you were single?
When I was single, cuffing season was deadly.
What's that mean? You just find random people to show up at your
door? No, it's not random, but it's like you see someone for a couple of months, maybe through the winter, but like you both know it's just for the winter.
It's just for cuffing season. So
yeah,
that's like, it's kind of like if you want to be at a level with someone by Christmas, now is the time to start cuffing in. And then you can stop after that if you want. It's just someone to keep the bed warm. It's like instead of buying a hot water bottle, because it's expensive to
boil. I was
about
to say, is it kind of a thing around like, do you want to save on heating bills and just use body heat?
Literally. No, that's exactly what it is. So if you're indoors with someone and now it's the time of the week where the Traders is over, so you have to actually sit and speak to each other and you barely know this person.
Yeah, they really need to stick something on Wednesday, Thursday.
They're going to have to. So, but no, I've found this page called Flamingo App Reels, and it's just got loads of different categories of like questions to ask your boyfriend, girlfriend. And this one that came up for me, 7 ridiculously fun questions to ask your boyfriend. So this is if you're sitting in and you're like, so what do you want to talk about? Will we go off our phones for a sec? If I disappeared for 24 hours, where is the first place you'd look for me?
Like, sometimes silence is okay. Like, sometimes you just don't have to talk to each other.
But what if you went missing?
Okay, give me the question again.
If I disappeared for 24 hours, where is the first place you'd look for me?
That's really good. Where would I look for you? Whelan's.
I was just about to say she'd probably be in Whelan's.
And
where would you look for me?
I'd say Apache.
Apache.
Or
like,
I'll be real.
I just go around Rathmines and be like, Dave, Dave, and you'd be in one of the pubs and I'd look for Emma and
Yeah,
Zara.
Do you know what? You're so around Rathmines that my friend Emer the other day said to me, is Dave still doing his running? I haven't seen him around Rathmines in ages.
I've just been running when Emer's running because every time I run, apparently she's there watching me.
She's like, I gotta keep it up. Okay, if I got arrested, what crime would you assume I committed?
Oh, I'm gonna say saying something illegal on the radio.
Really? Yeah. I've done that already and they're never coming for me. I think I'll be arrested for being too sexy. When I'm mad, what cartoon character do I act most like? That's good.
I haven't really seen you mad.
Yeah.
You're a very chill girl. I can't imagine you angry. When's the last time you were angry?
I don't know. When I didn't get to get first class on the way home from Cork on the train. Yeah, I know. That's a tough one. If we swap lives for a day, what's the very first thing you'd struggle with?
Oh.
Isn't it if I swap lives with Dave?
Yeah. Probably your level of anxiety if I was to travel.
Sorry, that's coming from you. Guys, I think we're all as anxious as each other. Surely.
No, you're definitely worse than us, Tim.
You made me feel better about my anxiety since I met you.
I'm fine. What's the most main character moment you ever witnessed?
Of you,
I guess.
It's probably you being on stage doing comedy.
Yeah, when you were on stage doing comedy, definitely. And you're going to get married soon. That's very main character energy.
I know, but I'm shy.
Taking all the attention.
I don't know. Come on.
Anyway. Malone and Doja Cat.